WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. Sports is sponsored by members of WRCO Sports Booster Club.
Simpson's Tractor has served this area since 1920. Farmers, contractors, and municipalities benefit from the quality service of Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center with New Holland, Gale, and Meyer Equipment. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service since 1881. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. City Utilities Richland Center is proud that this has been a public utilities community since 1880. City Utilities provides city residents, businesses, and industry-quality reliable service at the lowest possible cost. The Richland Center High School athletic boosters are anxious to see that every student gets a chance to be his or her best. Your support of the Richland Center High School athletic boosters helps make it happen.
WIA state track and field events are wrapping up in lacrosse. Today, Richland Center's Owen Dreyer finished ninth place in the 3,200-meter run, a run that was postponed on Friday night. He was ninth overall with a time of 9:34.72. And in pole vaulting, Danica Pauls finished eighth in the state for her division and a vault of 10.6. Also in area action, Ithaca Weston's Clayton Lee was 8th in the 1600, and Riverdale's Kaylee Carter finished 11th in pole vaulting competition. Also in Saturday's events for Kickable Lafarge, Landon Turgeson with a time of 4:37.15 finished in 16th place in the 1600. In the boys' 400-meter dash, Adric Egge was 3rd. It was Theo Parr finishing 13th in high jump, and boys' long jump competition, Adric Egge took 2nd place. The girls' 4x2 relay team was 1st for Kickable Lafarge in a state championship for Katie Randell, Riley Cade, Chloe Walter, and Ava Young. Elsewhere, it was girls' discus throw for Tierney Arndt finishing in 11th place. Boscobel's 4x100 relay team finished 15th. Cameron Hogan, Carter Heen, along with Nathan Gunderson and Cooper Leffler. The boys' pole vault competition, Cameron Hogan, 3rd place overall. And in the girls' 400, it was Mary Kinnett with a 13th place finish for Boscobel. Friday's results, the boys' 4x8 relay team from Richland Center finished 14th. Owen Dreyer, Ryan Stadler, Kiernan Culver, and Robert Budden. Ithaca Weston's new school record for the 4x8 relay team and an 8th place finish at state. Clayton Lee, Ethan Berkram, Brayson Garcia-Boland, and Sam Jones. Kickable Lafarge's Adric Egge was 3rd in the 400. Ava Young was 5th in the 100 for Kickable Lafarge. And their 1st place finish for the girls' 4x1 relay team, Katie Rando, Riley Cade, Chloe Walter, and Ava Young. 1st place in the 4x2, Katie Rando, Riley Cade, Chloe Walter, and Ava Young. And Tierney Arndt, 12th place in the shot put competition at state. Home talent baseball this weekend, Verona at Belleville, Blanchardville at Pine Bluff Mount Horeb, Arena at Wyota, Schulzburg Benton visits Dodgeville, and Argyle at Ridgeway, all in home talent action going on tomorrow. And in the North Division, it will be Reedsburg at Lodi, Mazamani at Middleton, Ashton at Wisconsin Dells, Sauk Prairie travels to Cross Plains, and Black Earth at Cazenovia. I asked manager Nick Stittleberg of Caz how it's been going for the Reds this season.
We're doing all right. We've been a little short-handed here to start the season, but unfortunately for the high school teams, they both lost us last week, but good for the Caz Reds. We're going to have some more young players and young arms and young, more importantly, young legs on the team now. So it's looking good for us now. We're going to be at full strength now going into this weekend, and hopefully we can start putting some W's here in the win column.
And what about Black Earth?
Typically haven't had any power pitchers in the past, but they have guys that can mix it up and hit the corners, which is exactly what you need, and they can get out. They have no issue doing that. So it'll be a good, tough, competitive game this coming Sunday.
And we'll have it for you on WRCO Radio, Home Talent Baseball, 1 o'clock on Sunday. WIAA Girls Soccer Regional Finals tonight. River Valley is playing at Lodi, and Wisconsinites Barneveld at Aquinas. Platteville Lancaster is at Bigfoot Williams Bay as well in Division 3. Jake Bowers hit a two-run double in Milwaukee's four-run 10th inning after Andrew Vaughn's pinch-hit two-run single capped a four-run 9th inning for the Brewers last night as they held on to beat the Colorado Rockies. That score was 9-7. The Brewers face the Rockies in Game 2 of their three-game series tonight. First pitch at Coors Field will be at 8:10. You can hear the broadcast of the game on local news and timeless hits, WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. Twins recalled infielder Royce Lewis from AAA St. Paul less than 3 weeks after the former number one draft pick was sent down to work on his swing and mechanics. Lewis, who turned 27 on Friday, was hitting 163 with three homers and 37 strikeouts in 104 at-bats this season when the Twins demoted him on May 19th. Go crazy, New York, or perhaps more accurately, crazier. The red-hot Knicks are going home two wins away from an NBA championship that the capital world has been waiting to see for generations. Jalen Brunson hit a go-ahead free throw with 9.5 seconds left after a turnover by Victor Wembanyama moments earlier. Then Wemby missed a jumper at the end of New York's 105-104 win over the San Antonio Spurs on Friday night. The Knicks are up 2-0. They say they're unfazed. The Spurs are down 0-2. They say that they are unfazed. The Stanley Cup final has been marked by wild swings. The Carolina Hurricanes and Vegas Golden Knights each lament what could be a 2-0 series lead for either side. So it's probably appropriate the team split the first two games in Carolina. The winner of today's Game 3 will have an enormous edge. If history is a guide, teams that take a 2-1 series lead in the final went on to win the Cup 46 of 57 times. But this series has been unpredictable. With sports, I am Phil Nee.
BL Signs. Get your business, home, or vehicle noticed. With all the latest styles, custom design, and on-time local projects, see blsignage.com for the sign you want. Gokenauer Insurance Agency. Charles and Greg Gokenauer, agents of Mount Morris, are ready to help you with all lines of coverage. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center. And Julie's Tax Service prepares farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. Member of the National Association of Tax Professionals. Julie's Tax Service, Richland Center.